United Mine Workers President Cecil Roberts fired up a crowd of union workers fighting for their pension benefits at a rally in Ohio.
When the people get to marching, the politicians get to listening.
The Joint Select Committee on Pensions is holding hearings to learn more about problems with the multi-employer pension programs, including a field hearing in Columbus. The United Mine Workers pension plan could face insolvency if no action is taken, and it isn't the only plan in trouble. Teamsters, ironworkers, carpenters, and others fear their pensions are shaky. And committee member Senator Rob Portman of Ohio warned that even if one of the larger plans becomes insolvent, that could put the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation at risk as well.
That wave of bankruptcy has the potential to create an economic contagion effect. In other words, it would spread around our economy.
Mine workers had hoped that a bipartisan bill would address problems with both their pensions and health benefits. But as it made its way through Congress, the bill was split and only health care benefits were secured. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin later introduced a bipartisan bill to shore up the pension plans for more than 43,000 coal miners in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, but the bill hasn't gotten any traction. Manchin says if multi-employer pensions are allowed to become insolvent, it could hit the whole U.S. economy hard.
This one could take us down quicker and faster and harder than anything that's faced the United States since the Great Depression. I truly believe that. And I see it. I see this train wreck coming. I see the light in the tunnel, and it is sure as hell not the daylight on the other side.
Larry Ward is a retired coal miner and former president of his local union. He told the committee that a wave of coal company bankruptcies left more of the pension obligation on fewer employers. Existing companies are responsible for contributing to pension plans for people that worked for the now orphaned companies.
I think it's well known 80% of our retirees and or widows are from orphaned companies. Failure on this part of this committee to act now, our pension fund will go insolvent.
Ward says one more downturn in the coal market could push the UMW plan into insolvency. Employers in other industries are looking at similar problems. David Gardner is the CEO of Alfred Nichols Bakery in Ohio. His employees are part of the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers Union.
Why should our company have to fund the pensions of people who never worked for Nichols Bakery?
Gardner says his company was turned down for loans because of the unfunded pension liability. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio says there are more than 60,000 active workers and retirees in his state who could lose their pensions if nothing is done.
It threatens our economy. It affects every American in every state in this country. It affects union workers. It affects non-union workers.
Brown has introduced a bill to establish a system in the Treasury Department for pension plans to borrow enough to remain solvent. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.